There is a deep and muddy river where I'm from. It's where I belong. The banks are steep and the river is winding, waiting for my Lord to carry me home. When I was just a child, Lord, I was a child wandering, waiting for when I could roam. But I'm a little bit older now. This old world got smaller somehow, and that black river rolls through this soul like it's always done. It is a deep and muddy river where I'm from. It's where I belong. The banks are steep and the river is winding, waiting for my Lord to carry me home. Over yonder on the west bank is the beginning of the foothills to the Ozark Mountains and the great beyond. But right yonder on the east side, it wasn't nothing but cotton fields for 500 miles on down to the Mississippi shore. It is a deep and muddy river where I'm from. It's where I belong. The banks are steep and the river is winding, waiting for my Lord to carry me home. And when I go to sleep and don't wake with the morning, bury me in my river home. Oh, bury me in my river home.
That was Mudbone live on High Plains Morning. Thanks so much. That was great.
Thank you.
Now, I grew up in Kansas City, and my dad was a electrician, so we didn't. My mom was stay at home, so every single vacation up until the point I was 15 years old was always to the Ozarks
and to
Branson.
It's beautiful.
Now, how far are you from that area?
You know, it's on the other side of the state, where I was born, up in Randolph County, just underneath the Boot Heel of Missouri.
Got it. Okay, right, so you're further east.
Yep.
Got it. And so how would you categorize, you said you know a lot about that type of music and the history of it, Delta blues versus the Ozark area blues, both on the water. How would you kind of like talk about how you came to your music through both of those two?
Well, it all comes out of the river for sure. But I grew up in a gospel family, and we used to travel around, and it was a four-part. My dad would play piano, and there was four singers. It was a quartet, and did a lot of Southern gospel music. Conventions and things like that. And then he moved down to Mississippi when I was about eight into the Delta. And my mother's family is, they're all bluegrass virtuosos. My uncle's one of the best banjo players I've ever heard. And just the whole family is all bluegrass people. And when I went down to Mississippi, I started digging into Muddy Waters and B.B. King and all that sort of stuff. And then, from a family of bluegrass purists, they were like, wait a minute, what are you doing? You're not supposed to. I remember my grandpa used to say, you're bending them strings an awful lot. So that's just something that you don't do a lot in bluegrass. But to me, I think for the last 300 years, European and African descended music has been the common thread. They've combined, and the commonality that they've combined to form is the common thread that maybe has held this entire American experiment together at times. If you look at the musical history, the African music and European music came to this continent as two separate things. And then after the Civil War, you had about 40 years of technological innovation that made it to where the musical stirring that happened during the Civil War, if you look at the Civil War and the musical aspects of it and the musical repercussions of it, it stirred up African and European music. It exposed two cultures to each other's music. And then about, I think, 1885 was when Edison invented the first canister recording devices, and 1910, Marconi patented the radio. So about 65 years after this great stirring of music, the world heard it. And then in the early 50s, you had Keith Richards and Eric Clapton trading Howlin' Wolf records. Like, you know, they couldn't get them over there, so they were high commodity items, and it changed the way the world sounds, really, and that's the commonality. I think we need to focus more on commonalities than differences. And to me, that's the one to start with, the music.
Yeah. We are more alike, my friend, than we are different.
Awesome. That's very true.
All right. Well, let's hear another one.
Well, now going down to Mississippi, met a fella down there that learned how to play guitar. It was taught by a fella named Son House. Mm-hmm. Now, Son House is credited with being one of the very early pioneers of the Delta Blues. And He told me when I was a kid, he said, "We're going to give you I'm going to tell you what Son told me. You need a blues name, but I'm not going to give it to you. One day somebody's going to give you your blues name and your whole world's going to make sense." And it wasn't until about 15 years later when I'd forgotten about that conversation and somebody walked across the stage. It was a bass player that plays for Bonnie Raitt and Chuck Lavelle and some pretty heavy blues cats. And he said, "You need a blues name." Just like that fella said, I was like, "Oh, here it comes." He said, "We'll call you Mudbone." And it instantly, I set the guitar down, I walked back to the bus, and I started writing an outline for what I thought was an album discussing the history of American music. Well, 87 pages later, I had way too many thoughts for it to be a concept album. So one of the things Son House said, though, is that there's one kind of blues. It can be a happy kind of blues. It can be a sad kind of blues. There's all kinds of sounding blues, but it ain't but one kind of blues. And so this is my happy one kind of blues song for Son House, a song called Red Shoes On. See that woman with them red shoes on. We're gonna go out stepping, gonna wake the dawn. Me and that woman with them red shoes on. We're gonna go out stepping, gonna drink Patron. Then we'll wake the neighbors when we get back home. Me and that woman with them red shoes on. Ha! Oh, I know that she wanna, cause she put them red shoes on. You should do now. She got that moonshine dancing crazy on her eyes. I'm gonna take her home and make her mind that little woman with them red shoes on. Oh, I know that she loved me, cause she put them red shoes on. That little flower there above her thigh, I'm gonna kiss it softly. I'm gonna make her cry, that little woman. Whoa, with them red shoes on. Ha! Listen here now. You see them red shoes stepping softly up them stairs, y'all. We've been married damn near 42 years, me and that woman. Whoa, with them red shoes on. Ha! Oh, she tell me that she loved me, cause she put them red shoes on. Oh, I know that she loved me, cause she put them red shoes on.
You just heard Mudbone live on High Plains Morning. All right, that one was interesting because at first, you know, before you get to the point where they've been married for 42 years,
right.
It just gets a little bit like, is this consensual? What are these shoes representing?
I did that on purpose.
Then they represent love.
They represent love.
You're getting all the feminists fired up on that. That was great.
I'm just saying, fellas, if you ain't ever bought your lady a pair of shoes, go do that this afternoon.
You're talking to someone who wears an 11, so that's easier said than done.
Well, you know.
Yeah. All right, that was great. Now, you are going to, where are you next on your tour? What's your path?
Well, I'm headed over to New Mexico and then up into Colorado and then across Colorado. I'll be hitting several radio stations along the way. I'm playing in Telluride and on the 6th and then out in Grand Junction. And then we're headed to California and Oregon and Washington and
well, look at
back
that.
Across.
Well, we're going to put in a little token for the High Plains next time you pass through. We've got 5 states worth of people that I'm sure would love to see a little live performance from Mudbone.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We'll get to it. I want to meet everybody.
Well, we've got a lot of people to meet.
That's good. 5 states worth. That's
and hey,
good.
You know, community radio. You know, you were talking about how the music spread and, you know, singing into the can and all, you know, the different
right.
music or the
right.
early blues
it all
exposed
started.
To early, you know, Carter Family getting on, you know, and then the radio signals getting really huge and everybody getting exposed to it.
Right.
And, you know, this is just a continuation of that.
It's a continue all the way back to Alan Lomax when Alan and John Lomax did the, they for everybody from Lead Belly to... Pretty much everybody you heard, music would not sound the same if the Library of Congress would not have commissioned the Lomaxes to go record all these sounds that were about to be lost. So, yeah, this is exactly the continuation of that.
Right.
So I love it.
Well, we thank you so much for coming on. I just wanted a last question. We got to have time for one more song at least. But as an artist, it sounds like you don't just do this for a living because you enjoy it and because you know how to bend those strings, but you also feel a responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we without sounding a little too out there, we as artists and musicians, we create these vibrations out of thin air that trigger emotional responses in people. And there's a great responsibility in that, I feel like. I mean, if you're going to reach into someone and make them remember a certain time of their life, be it happy, sad, love, hate, whatever emotion you're dealing with, there's a responsibility to that. And it's not an entitlement. A lot of folks feel like it is, but it's a responsibility, and it's one that I'm happy to have.
Well, we all need so many vibrations right now, so we're thankful for you bringing a few of them into our space. We got about 3.5 minutes. What do you think?
You know what? I want to do one for all my trucker buddies out on 40 and 70 running back and forth. We couldn't do what we do if you guys didn't do what you do. And as a guy, I kind of sometimes feel like I'm a truck driver that hauls songs around. That's kind of what I feel like. So as I know all the drivers out there understand that it's bittersweet when you leave one place because you're leaving your favorite place, but you're always on your way to your next favorite place. So everywhere you go is your new favorite. So that's the thing I think that the trucker buddies can understand. That's what this song's about. It's going to be a part 2 of the record that's available in August.
All right, take that philosophy on the road. And Mudbone, before you start, tell folks how they can get a hold of your music.
Well, you can find it at on my website. That's my favorite way for folks to find it, at mudbonemusic.net. It's out on iTunes and Google Play and you know, all that stuff. If you're all the streaming demons, Spotify and Apple Music and all those guys too, so.
All right, Mudbone live on High Plains Morning. Everyone have a great weekend.
Here's a song for the truckers called Good Thing Bad. And it's the writing on the wall that drives me crazy. It always makes me call a good thing bad. Those long lines in the mirror remind me daily that the cost of having ain't worth the price of being had. You see, I took out on the highway just this morning. Them bayou sounds calling out my name. Destination down below New Orleans, and the crazy loving arms of a Cajun queen. Oh, but don't you fall in love with me, sweet darling, 'cause it's up and off and on the road I go. I'll be halfway across Texas before your morning coffee. That old Albuquerque sunset'll start the show. So it's the writing on the wall that drives me crazy. It always makes me call a good thing bad. Those long lines in the mirror remind me daily that the cost of having ain't worth the price of being had. Looks like nothing's gonna hold me down. Then I wake up in some other town. Something someone's always stealing my heart away.